out of your experience in life, who would you say Dr. Valerie Martin Stewart is?
I would say I'm a survivor for sure. The number one thing I would say, I am a survivor, and I am redeemed. You know, so many people get caught up into religion, you know, or denominations. I tell people I was raised Missionary Baptist. I was licensed and ordained in the Cumberland Presbyterian Church. I spent a year and a half in the Kojic Church, and now I'm worshiping in a non-denominational church. And so when people ask me what denomination I am, I tell them I'm simply redeemed because I realize that, you know, there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and there are no limits or boundaries with God. And definitely survivor, not just of suicide thoughts or depression and things like that, because the enemy always try to bring those things back. But I'm simply a survivor because I did overcome those things with the help of God. But he's using me to and giving me the freedom to tell my story, like wise about a rejection. I didn't want to reveal to anybody that I've been suicidal, even in October 2003, where I'm supposed to be sane and, you know, walking in authority and all these things as an ordained preacher, but yet I'm still contemplating suicide. But God said, Valerie, there's so many grown men and women that have little boys and little girls on the inside. And he said, you got to be willing to share your story. He did not force me, but when he was telling me it's time to publish your second book, I'm like, I don't have one. And he said, yeah, those 12 pages I gave you there. And that's the thing, I say survivor, because God has blessed me and, you know, just pushed me. And I say, use the word infuse me even more with his Holy Spirit, like giving me an IV to tell my story, giving me the courage and the boldness and not to care about what other people think. And that's been a problem all my life. I'm a young girl. I've worried about what others are going to think if I say this or say that or do this. And God has just delivered me from that. And so I'm truly a survivor of so many things.
Take It by Force Outreach Ministries. What is that all about?
Take It by Force Outreach Ministry is a ministry that God began to have me to. I was doing it even before I established the ministry back in 2004. God started leading me to go back to my hometown of Oxford, Mississippi, and to put on spiritual warfare conferences where I would teach and preach on spiritual warfare. And again, you're talking about a person that grew up in a Missionary Baptist church whose father, stepfather, was the pastor of the church, and one, didn't believe in women preachers, and secondly, I never heard him preach or teach on spiritual warfare. You know, we always were taught who God is and God is love and all of that, but I never was taught who my real enemy is, because we think that, you know, if a person slaps us or curses out, that's that person, you know. But God began to deal with me and show me through going through a terrible divorce as my daughter began to get attacked at 1 year old by demons. And I had no idea what was going on until the babysitter, who didn't go to church or anything, she drank and smoked cigarettes and all the rest, but she began to tell me, Valerie, your baby is seeing demons, you know. And they were from Norfolk, Virginia, and she said, I remember now my mother used to open the doors and, you know, get her oil and everything. Well, that was an aha moment for me, and God said, Valerie, I'm opening your eyes and I'm showing you some things, but not just for your knowing. He said, I want you to go back, and he began to show me the people in Mississippi that, and he said, all around, but I want you to go back to your own people first, and began to teach and preach on spiritual warfare, and he said, they have the power, he said, but it's lying dormant within them. They're accepting sicknesses, disease, and poverty, lack, and you name it. People are accepting, the body of Christ are accepting these things. And so I began to go back in 2004. One of the main reasons, too, because so many young people were committing suicide. And God began to show me that it was demonic spirits that had been sent out and dispatched, you know, to the people and to those communities. So I began to go back, and the more I went back, it seemed like the more intensified the enemy, you know, became, and events happened, you know, demonically, but I continued to go back, and I began to hear taking it by force in my spirit maybe in 2005, and I kept asking God. I asked some pastor friends, you know, what does that mean to you? And, you know, they showed me the scripture in St. Matthew 11:12, and I kept praying about that, and God said, I'm birthing a ministry, and you call taking it by force, you know. And so that's one of the things that we do. I go around the country. I've been to Jamaica and Peru, putting on conferences where we preach at night, and we take clothes and visit the boys and girls orphanages during the day, and minister through, to them through, you know, giving of all the things that they need to the third world countries in Peru. Very sad place, you know, to find out that those people don't even eat meat. They can't afford chicken and beef and other things that we eat daily. They only get that once a month. And so we've done that. And we also give away scholarships to the C and D average students. I try to focus on the underdog because, say, like all my life, I'm a young girl through high school. Even my 10th grade year, we went in, to the state championship in basketball, and we won the state championship, but we were not favored to win the championship because we were a small division school, a small team coming out of northern Mississippi going down south to play all these, you know, well-known schools, and we won the state championship for the first time. So, and so those are type things, and even in my senior year, coaches gave me, not coaches, I'm sorry, but attorneys and other people in the city gave me scholarships. And I knew I was not the valedictorian or the salutatorian of our school, but yet they saw something in me that they wanted to give me a scholarship. And I've never forgotten that. So I've always had a giving heart, and I wanted to give back, but not to the A and B, but the C and D students.
Wow. You have had, and you are having, a remarkable life. We thank you. We thank you for joining us and for penning those powerful books. And finally, is there a website, or how would one contact you, Doctor?
They can contact me directly on my cell phone at 256-468-7988, or they can go to my website and contact me there at www.ValerieMStewart.com, and that's ValerieMStewart.com, or they can email me directly at VMS@ValerieMStewart.com. And I'm also a motivational speaker, and I've been doing a lot of motivational speaking here in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area since I arrived here. And one of the most requested speeches have been Do It Afraid. And it's a powerful blessing to me that government agencies are allowing me to come in, and I simply talk about how to face your fears, how to overcome failure, how to, you know, deal with your depression and shame and low self-esteem, and how to take every setback and turn it into a comeback. And I'm really talking about my life, you know, and so I see it as ministry. And so I'm just thankful that God has opened doors for me, even not just in the church world, but in the government world, to go and minister to people.
Dr. Stewart, thank you so much. It has been a pleasure. Our guest, Dr. Valerie Martin Stewart, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
It's Dr. Valerie Martin Stewart on Star 1310.